Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Tom Lemler. Apologize for the darkness of the video. Running an hour later or so than the previous mornings, and the lighting in the room I'm set up in is not the same. But anyhow, the devotion, I think, should bring some light into our lives each day. Today, as I spend time with God, I'm continuing in this devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. Today's topic is to walk a straight path. David writes in the Psalms that the Lord asking God to lead him on a straight path because of his oppressors. And I find that fascinating, that that connection is made between walking a path that is straight and those that would oppress us, those that would oppose us. And I think it kind of follows up this concept of why we walk a path with Christ in this world. It's to be His witness. It's to represent Jesus to the people that very well may be our oppressors, very well may be those that oppose the message of Jesus. And one of the things that turns people off, as I mentioned earlier in a previous broadcast, is this idea of hypocrisy, this idea of saying one thing but doing something different, or creating a set of rules and laws and guidelines that others have to follow, but then not applying it to yourself. And I believe as God calls us to walk this path that is straight, He's talking about this line of integrity. Most people are well aware that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Now, depending on what all is involved in that straight line, it may not be the quickest route, but it's geographically the shortest. And our path with Christ, our path that directs people to Jesus, is most direct when we walk that straight path. A path that follows His Word in both what we say and what we do, in the way we treat people, in the way we respond to how people treat us. To walk this path that is straight because of our oppressors, in the midst of our oppressors, says, I'm going to do what's right no matter what. God tells us to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, but to do so with gentleness and respect. Walking a path that is straight is not about being holier than everyone else. It's not about being holier than anyone else. It's about walking a path that's a path with Christ, so that people can see, so that people can know the genuineness of your relationship with Jesus. I can come online and I can make a lot of claims about people that I know. And I can do research and I can study and I can give lots of details. But most of those would just be stories of famous people. And eventually someone would figure out that that's all made up. That's not real. He doesn't know that person at all. He just claims to know them. And sometimes Christians live in such a way that people watch us, they become familiar with some of God's Word, and they say, I don't think he really knows God. Now, obviously, we all stumble, we all fall. Scripture teaches that. And for others to make that judgment against us isn't the same as God making that judgment against us. But I believe as best as possible from our perspective, from our part, we walk that straight line so that others can see as much as possible a genuineness of this friendship with God, of this relationship with God, of this desire to know God. And sometimes helping others to see where we're at in the journey gives them hope because they're in a journey also. And whether they're in a journey that hasn't really begun yet, a journey that only has basic knowledge about the fact that there is a God, maybe even a journey that doesn't even know a God exists. But it's still a journey that they need to see how to take the next step. And they can discover that by watching how we take the next step, or by hearing our stories of how we made our steps when we were in our point of the journey that they're at. I always love the passage of Scripture where God says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you saying, walk in the way, or walk in this way. This is the way. Different translations word it differently. But it's, to me, it's still that concept of listening to God and hearing that voice of His Spirit, of His Word saying, this is the way, walk in it. Living life out loud. Living life that others are attracted not to us, but to Jesus. I think that's why He says to always be ready to give an answer for the hope. When do you typically give answers? I know some people that seems to be their lifestyle, is they give an answer whether anybody wants one or not. But I think most of us, the idea of giving an answer typically means somebody's asking a question. And why are they asking a question? Because of the hope that's in you. How do they even know there's any hope in you? Because they see it. They watch the path that you're walking. That straight path with God. That treats people fairly and with integrity. That doesn't cheat them or take advantage of them. There are people that have been turned off of Christianity because of the way we live. They watch us and we don't treat our neighbors fairly. We're in business and we take advantage of those that don't know enough to ask the right questions. You see, this path that is straight according to God's Word. Builders, and often at least in the olden days, and I'm confident they have some form of that, whether it's an electronic thing now or what, but would drop a plumb line to build a wall, to make sure that it was absolutely straight, absolutely vertical. And that wall they were building would be built to that plumb line. God says His Word ought to be that plumb line in our life. The life that we build, the life that we live, ought to line up with the straight edge of that plumb line. And I love the plumb line illustration and description even better than a level, because the plumb line is going up and down. And we're building up. God calls us to build up ourselves in His Spirit, in His presence, in His holiness. He also calls us to build up one another. And we do that by walking this straight path. And as we pray today, I would encourage you to consider asking God to help you examine any part of your life that isn't lined up with His Word. Any part that would not be representing Him well to the people that are watching. And then ask Him to give you the courage and strength to let go of those parts, to surrender, to allow Him complete control over everything that you say, everything you do, in all of your relationships with people, and especially in your relationship with Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that has called us to Yourself. You've laid out for us a path that is straight, that leads us to You, that leads us to an eternity with You. And Father, as we walk that path in the midst of opposition, in the midst of those that would be our oppressors, that would oppose the gospel, that would oppose the way of life that we've chosen, may we find the courage and faith and endurance to continue to walk that path that is straight no matter what. But Father, help us to live it in such a way that it's desirable to those that are watching. That straight path would lead us to great hope. And that others would see that hope and ask about it and want to know how they can have a hope that we have. And Father, help us to be ready to give those answers for the hope that lies within us. To do so with gentleness and respect, to honor the value of others as people, as those created in Your image. God, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our communities. I pray that the path that we would show them and by our example and by our words would be that straight path. The children that watch us probably more closely than anyone else are our children, our grandchildren. God, may they see in us a life of integrity, a life that lives what we teach them. That as we teach them about honesty and integrity and doing the right thing, that they've already seen those elements in us. Father, for the times that we stumble and that we fall, may we show others how to repent, how to forgive and how to be forgiven, how to be restored, how to find renewed hope. God, today, may the path that we walk be a path that shows Jesus to others. May He be lifted up in all that we say and all that we do and all that we post and share on social media. May all of that align with Your word, with Your will, with Your direction for our life. Fathers, I pray today, I continue to pray for those that are recovering from storms. Those here in the greater Cedar Rapids, Iowa area that I've been working with this week, joining with others, many others that are helping clean up storm damage. Those across the coastline in Louisiana and parts of Texas that are cleaning up and needing to clean up. All around the world, storms and disasters and damage taking place. I pray that the light of Jesus would shine brightly in the trying and difficult times of life. And may it shine brightly because Your children, Your people, take that light with them as they go to help. And in all that we do and all that we say, may we lift up Jesus, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me on this Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.